New FM.
The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Hey, Stephen, how you doing?
I'm very well. Yourself?
Oh, fantastic.
How are you this morning, Jess?
I'm good.
Oh, the whole team's good. Yeah. What's everyone get up to? What'd you do yesterday, Stephen?
Well, I actually dropped my folks off at the airport yesterday because that was their last day in Newcastle, of course. You want to hear my highlight of the trip?
Sure.
When we went Friday to the Maitland Hotel, of course, ahead of the Sydney Hot Shots,
yeah.
Mum walked into the pub.
Yeah, sure.
And she went, quote, "Oh my God, they have pinballs in this pub." "No, Mum, they're not pinball machines, they're pokies." The innocence of the West. Because obviously we just don't have pokies.
Don't have pokies anywhere. Yeah.
So, yeah, she was like, "Oh my God, I want to go play the pinball machines." "No, Mum. No, it's a lot more expensive than that."
It's not $2 and you can play all afternoon. It's not that kind of vibe. That is funny. Jess, what did you get up to yesterday?
I did a little bit of the side hustle job, went to the gym. That's about it, really.
Jess's journalism. Writing for pay, isn't it, pretty much?
That's exactly what it is.
If anyone that has, like, newspapers or anything they want written, Jess will do it for cash.
I will. I sure will.
There you go. Just a little plug for your business. That's all. Just helping each other.
We love that.
Excellent. Yesterday I did, I cut up a big pile of firewood. Nothing more satisfying than seeing it all stored there ready. It's awesome.
Nice.
Gloves on?
Yeah, absolutely.
Scary stuff, firewood, I reckon.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it? What's scary about it? It's dead.
I don't know, but there's like, yeah, that makes the splinters worse, I reckon.
No, nothing to worry about. Anyway, like I said, in fact, if you've done a great pile of firewood, send us like photos at the Novos _ on Instagram.
Oof.
I love seeing it like all stored
bing,
away.
Bing, bing. Wow, all the notifications rushing in for that riveting content.
That's just personally for me. I just want to see your wood, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh,
you wake it up to the Novos.
Way too early.
5:05, New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Now, Jess, the body of a man who's been missing on the Central Coast, it seems, has been found, yeah?
Yeah, so sadly about lunchtime yesterday, the body of a 61-year-old was found at Woollahra. He was reported missing last week. There was a large-scale search to try and find him. He went missing from Blue Haven, but unfortunately they couldn't, and then police made this discovery yesterday. So police said yesterday they're not treating the death as suspicious and a report will be prepared for the coroner. So very sad ending for that story.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah, awful. Always sad. Mm. We'll change pace a little bit here, though. The Jets, they're back in full swing ahead of the Australia Cup.
Yeah, they are. So they're taking on Brisbane on August 14 out at Maitland for their round of 32 clash in the Australia Cup. Archie Goodwin, the youngest player to be signed to the club, an absolute gun. He has recovered from his back surgery that he had earlier on this year in the off-season, and he's back training. He scored one of the goals for the Jets in their clash up at Darwin that got them into the round of 32, and he says he's pretty keen to make that starting 11 every week, and he's certainly impressed the new coach, Rob Stanton, so far as we can tell. So hopefully he does make that starting 11 every week.
Yeah, he's had praising reviews for him, for sure. But he's a teenager. What's he doing getting back surgery?
That's
ridiculous.
So young.
Oh, he's talking about, I'm in the best condition I've ever been. My body feels better than it ever has. Of course, it should do.
You just had back surgery.
Finish your homework, you know. What are you doing getting back surgery? That's ridiculous. I can't believe it. But fingers crossed he does stay healthy. Cause,
and that's the end of the issue.
Yeah, big athletes like that, they tend to have trouble with their back sometimes. And
crazy stuff.
Fingers crossed it's not a sign of things to come. We can keep him fit because when he is fit, he is firing normally.
Exactly.
He's good.
Exactly.
Because you'll be watching, you're doing the stretcher stuff, right?
Yeah.
So you'll see him up close and personal.
Yeah, absolutely.
And keep an eye on him.
I'll make sure he's, I'll fix his posture if he's sitting on the bench.
Yes,
and
like sloping, slanted, and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. Hey, sit up, Archie. And he'll listen too because you'll be like an older figure to him, you know, someone to look up to.
And a health professional, got the high vis on, you know.
All that stuff.
I'll be watching his walk, making sure it's all good. Don't worry. I'll be looking after him.
Good stuff.
He's in good hands.
I feel more relaxed now that I know Stephen's doing all that. Oh, thanks for that, Jess. Of course, a full news update at 5:30 as you wake up with the Novos here on UFM.
UFM.
The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Welcome if you're just joining us. And a celebration today, Stephen, right?
Yeah, one for the team, I think, as a whole, because obviously coming into winter, it's getting a bit chilly. It's starting to get to wine weather, of course. And today's National Wine and Cheese Day. Oof. So,
mark that wine in your calendar. Crevo? Yeah, definitely.
Jess, you a wine drinker?
Oh, yes, I sure am.
What's your favourite drop?
All of them.
All of
every
them.
Single one.
Yes.
Are you just like scurrying around in the bargain bin at Dan Murphy's? Whatever you can get.
No, I'm a bit of a snob.
Oh, okay. Fascinating.
What's the most expensive wine you've ever bought?
Oh God.
Like have you dropped like a few hundred for a bottle?
No.
A hundred?
No. Oh, almost.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Fancy indeed. Yeah. Not so much for me.
What's your favourite drop, Crevo?
Locally, probably like a Tempest or something like that is nice. I'm more of a style. Yeah. Cab Sav is my right up there for me.
Cab Merlot, man. But yeah, on a similar vein.
Oof, lovely.
Anyway.
So much wine chat, so little time.
Oh, I know, especially as we're coming into those winter nights.
I know.
It's just so nice to sit with a nice glass of red.
A mulled wine.
Ooh.
Okay.
I actually had mulled wine for the first time at this French festival in Sydney a couple of weeks ago.
Pretty tasty, right?
Yeah, it's got
a cold day.
Oh, yeah, gorgeous. Anyway.
Shall we pour one now? Has anyone got a bottle around here? Let's get this
party
started.
Let me just open my drop.
Yeah.
We'll go find one.
All right, New FM. And for this next story, we head to the Perisher Ski Resort, which
ooh,
is lovely.
La, la, la.
It's very nice. And they've got this situation happening where somebody's, and this must happen all the time, somebody's mobile phone's been handed in, right?
Dropped it on the slope
Dropped
somewhere
it on the slope. It's fallen out of a pocket. You know, if you get to zip up your pocket, out it comes. Big dramas. Anyway, everyone always panics and their phone goes missing. This one's been handed in, luckily.
Yeah, that's great.
Now, to try and identify the owner, they've opened it up and checked the lock screen because sometimes there's a personal photo, you know, something like that.
Yep.
Just to see what's going on. The lock screen for this particular phone is perhaps the most embarrassing situation you can have going.
Oh, no.
At the start, you might think, oh, that's quite good. They've got their list of goals for the coming months. You think, oh, that's quite motivational.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Every time you open your phone, there's your goals right in front of you.
Of course. That's a great idea.
Feels very Anthony Robbins, you know, that sort of vibe. Anyway, the goals, though, when we go through them, quite funny. So the first one, get jacked and be 87 kilos.
Wow, must be really light to begin with.
Already, that's right. Must be a real skinny person.
There you go.
Next one. And this is also health related. Quite a good start as well. Quit all nicotine.
Oh, that's a good goal to have.
I agree with that. And then we get into the financial side of things. Have $25,000 in bank account.
All right to have some financial goals as well. No problems with this. So,
working on savings. Then have motorbike.
Okay.
Also not too bad.
No problem so far with this list, if I'm honest.
Then it starts to go askew when it says, goal number five, get better at fighting.
Okay.
Okay.
Is he like a MMA artist or something like that?
I'm not sure, but then we've got get good marks at uni, also good. Goal number seven, though, have three girls on roster.
Oh, okay.
This is like a naughty boy or girl. I'm thinking boy, though, saying get jacked.
Well, what roster are we talking about here?
Well, that's a good question, mate. Maybe he's got a small business.
Yeah, that's it. Maybe he does have one. Need some employees on the books.
But only wants girls. Could be that.
And then typist.
We've got don't get a haircut for 3 months. Don't know what that's about.
Not sure what that's about either.
But, quite an embarrassing list of goals overall, because obviously I'm guessing it's like a uni student or something.
Some young person, yeah.
Who wants three girls on the roster.
Who wants three girls on the roster and wants
and
to be 85 kilos.
And a motorbike. Wants to join the Sons of Anarchy, perhaps.
When life's simple. When they're the only worries in life.
Sure, I keep going to get a haircut. I've got to stop getting a haircut. I've got to let it grow nice and long. New FM.
One, two, three.
On New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Oh, that it is, Stephen. How good is this? Of course, all you got to do is figure out what is the theme between three things that we give you.
Yeah, of course. That's it. Super simple. It is our game, Three of a Kind. If you're new to the show and you've never played this before, well, I mean, first of all, where on earth have you been? Second of all, like Karevo said, super simple. Basically, we give you three items. They're all linked by one word or one theme. You can do that quicker than your opponent. Prizes up for grabs this morning.
That's right. We've got, first of all, if you win this, you get a new FM Christmas pudding from Pudding Lane worth $92.
Come on now.
Plus a bottle of wine, perfect for your Christmas in July celebrations. And you're also in the draw for a car pass to Head and Greta Drive-In. Up to eight people in one car. Up to eight tickets to the movies. Brilliant.
And right? Like, I've said it yesterday, but I'll reiterate today. The movies, it is like a real purple patch for the cinemas at the moment. Barbie's out, Oppenheimer's out, we've got the new Mission Impossible flick that's in cinemas.
Take your pick.
That's it. I mean, you're actually spoiled for choice. So 4967 4105, two contestants when required to play Three of a Kind. If you're unfamiliar with the game, I'll give you one quick example, Crevo.
All right, I'm ready.
If I was say to you, squash, badminton, tennis.
Crevo.
Yeah, go on.
Racket sports.
Really that simple for
God,
you Tuesday
that
morning.
That is easy.
4967 4105. Want to get your hands on these prizes this morning? We'll play Three of a Kind on the other side of this.
New FM.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
But Crevo, enough mucking around with it. It is time. I mean, this game really is the epitome of early bird gets the worm. It's Three of a Kind.
Exactly.
Your chance to win prizes bright and early on your Tuesday morning.
That's it. So, up for grabs, we've got the new FM Christmas in July hamper. So you got the Christmas pudding from Pudding Lane worth $92 bucks, plus a bottle of wine as well. And in the draw for the car passes to Head and Greta Drive-In, up to eight people in one car, we've got to give away.
Yeah, of course. Now, if you want to get your mitts on those prizes, we're putting two Nova Castrians against each other on 4967 4105, of course, in a battle of wit, speed and intelligence. And should we meet these contestants this morning, Crevo?
Here we go to Aberglasson first. It's Glenn. How are you this morning?
Yeah, not too bad, mate, yourself.
Oh, fantastic. Up and about for a Tuesday. Have you heard how this game works before?
Yeah, mate.
Oh, yep. You're all over it. Fantastic.
All right, up against Glenn, we have Debbie in Raymond Terrace. Morning, Deb.
Good morning.
Now, are you ready to go for your Tuesday morning? Ready to play Three of a Kind?
Yep.
All right, well, let's get into it then, of course. Before we do play, though, we must test the technology. Your name is your buzzer. Let's test your buzzer first, Glenn.
Glenn.
Yep, easy. Debbie, you're up next.
Debbie.
Nice and quick.
Now, the scoring works. First to two, best of three. So you've got to get two correct answers. Let's get into it for your first one.
All right, best of luck to both our contestants. Your first one is Waterloo, Dancing Queen, Gimme, Gimme, Gimme.
Debbie.
Oh, yeah, go on, Debbie. What are they, Debbie?
I have a song.
Yeah, correct.
One on the board.
Bit of trouble with the buzzer there, but I think maybe it's working now.
Debbie was mashing it, pressing that button, and nothing was coming out, but you figured it out now. Plugged it back in. Good stuff.
One to Debbie. All right, your next one is we have Peter's Buller Connoisseur.
Debbie.
Debbie, quickest again there.
Ice cream?
Ice cream is correct.
Oh, my God.
Sweet from Debbie this morning. Congratulations, you're a winner of Three of a Kind.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Now, Glenn, as our runner-up, can we get you back tomorrow for another crack at it?
Nah, it's all good, thanks, mate.
Fair enough.
There you go.
You figure out what you want in life and you go for it. And that's the best way to do things.
And sometimes something's just not, you know, not in your breadbasket.
That's
it.
It
doesn't meet your squeal requirement, but that's okay.
So true.
That'd be good at everything.
No, it's just a funny way of saying it.
Hey, Crevo, we head over to the States here where a company's landed themselves in some hot water for having customer service that's too good.
What? This doesn't seem like a possibility.
A very rare headline. So we're moving to Florida where they have, like, in America, this famous fast food chain, Chipotle, I think it's called.
Yeah, that's it.
And they do, like, Mexican food is mainly their specialty.
Sure.
But it's just like I guess it's like a GYG over here.
Something
Zambreros,
like that.
Yeah. Our equivalent of that.
Yeah.
But there's a lady who works there by the name of Lucy.
Okay.
And she's become very notorious in this one Florida Chipotle for her customer service being too good, especially to the gentleman.
Oh.
She goes above and beyond in terms of customer service, and it's landed not only herself, but a lot of said men who might be in relationships in a bit of trouble.
Oh, she's adding a bit too much, like giving away too many fries or something, too much spicy sauce?
Well, I'll read some of these reviews.
Okay.
And then basically you can decide and decipher what this customer service entails.
All right, strap your detective hats on. Let's figure this out, eh?
All right. The first review is, don't send your husband here to pick up Chipotle. Next thing you know, Lucy is going to seduce them into sleeping with her like she has with multiple married men. You have got to be kidding me. Is the first review on their website, right? Or that, on their, like, Google reviews,
right,
obviously.
Right, right. There's not a lot of, I guess, room for interpretation there.
Next
one. What's going on.
Lucy is a pig. She slept with my husband too. They need better customer service that doesn't involve my bed. The guac sucks too. Just a little nail in the coffin there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, various one-star reviews from females.
Sure.
About this Chipotle. You move to the five-star reviews. Unsurprisingly, mostly blokes, right? One comes from David. Can I get Lucy's phone number? I think she's a great member of the team. One from Eddie. Lucy provides a great service. She was the one asking for double meat that goes above and beyond. Thank you, Lucy. So, obviously,
nothing like
Lucy,
double meat.
Lucy, a little bit of a player, loves the double meat, and I reckon a Chipotle in Newcastle is what we need. Get Lucy over here to open up the franchise.
A lot of Novocastrians asking for that. Seems like Stephen included. UFM.
Stay Port Stephens. Holiday memories to last a lifetime. Book directly at stayportstephens.com.au. The Novos. Winter escape.
Yeah, I could use this cream. I don't know what it is. A bit lethargic today. I'm just a bit slow to start.
But you imagine being off in a lovely Hamptons beach house out at Port Stephens. Yes, please.
Well, that's it. I could use two nights off, I think, of course, for me and up to seven friends, eight people in total.
Yeah, you could have been a winner if you weren't a listener. I mean, if you weren't, you know, on the air.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, there's pros and cons, isn't there?
That's
but, of
right.
course, you can be a winner of this Port Stephens Stays holiday, of course. So what you need to do is head to newfm.com.au, head to the Win tab, register there, and you can get yourself, like we said, this Hampton-style beach house with all the luxuries to make your holiday easy, relaxing, and enjoyable, plus only a short stroll from the beach. Stay Port Stephens, holiday memories to last a lifetime. Book directly at stayportstephens.com.au or, like we said, head to newfm.com.au. Register there on the web tab from the station with only Novocastrian winners. Of course, 105.3 New FM. Up next, though, Crevo, I've got a bit of a social dilemma coming your way.
Okay. All right.
I guess centered around planes and plane etiquette.
Oh, look, I've done a fair bit of travel in my time. I'm sure I can solve this.
Well,
or at least put my 2 cents in.
Going to need your help and the help of Novocastrians as well. So
we'll sort this out as we do. Once and for all, live on the air, only with local Novocastrians here on 105.3 New FM. And Stephen, bit of a social dilemma here around planes, yeah?
Yeah, we've had, I guess, a bit of a conflict of opinions when we've been talking about the etiquette, particularly exiting a plane.
That's right. So this is like a bit of a chat that came around when people are leaving a plane and it's, you know, row by row, people sort of get up, they grab their bags out the overhead locker and out they go. Some people, though, they think it's their right to just grab it quickly and push past everyone and zoom straight up the front. And when I hear about this, this winds me up no end. Because, like, where are you rushing to? You're just going to end up waiting at the carousel for your luggage like everyone else. Like, what are you rushing? Why do you have to get off the plane so quickly? It's going to get you nowhere fast.
Well,
everyone should just wait their turn. It should be row by row. That's how you exit. That's how you get on. Simple.
Well, that's not how you get on to begin with. I don't know.
They should.
It's a dog-eat-dog world. I tend to agree with you that if you've got checked luggage, your bag's never there waiting for you. You're always waiting for it in the carousel.
Doesn't matter how quick you get there. So what's the rush?
Just sometimes I do short trips and all I've got is my carry-on. And, like, the carry-on's sitting in the, you know, under the seat in front of me. As soon as that seatbelt sign goes, as soon as I get off the plane, I can go. I can hop in a taxi, I can hop in an Uber, whatever, and I can get myself home. That does mean I can get out quicker. It means I can skip the cab line. You can get out quicker. So I tend to, as soon as the seatbelt sign's off, I'm up standing.
Hot water, garbage collection and orderly queues are what makes a civilized society.
Oh,
you get rid of this,
God.
You're just turning on the anarchy. I just think that everyone should just wait their turn. If you wait in line and wait your turn, everyone will get off in an orderly fashion and the plane will get emptied quicker. Everyone's better off.
I'm not breaking the fabric of society by getting up and moving forward slightly quicker.
Sure feels like it to me.
Now, I want to preface this and clear this up by saying I'm not pushing people out the way.
Sure, feels like it.
I'm not.
Oh, I've got to get off first. Stephen, I'm so important. Elbowing me way to the front.
But that's not true. But if there's room in front of me, if there's clear path, I'm taking it. I'm walking, I'm taking the clear path ahead of me. I'm not pushing people out the way, but if you're like sitting there and, you know, you're not standing up, already actively trying to get your bags while the queue's moving, I'm just going in front of you. I don't have time.
Steamrolling through. Stephen is so important. He's been on the radio.
It's nothing like that. That's ridiculous from you. You're acting like I actually am breaking down society as we know it.
So it feels like. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, I guess this is the debate we're asking about here.
I'm not the only one.
4967-4105. Can you get up before it's your turn on the plane? Before your row, I guess. So, it's, in my mind, it should be an orderly fashion. Row by row. First row gets up, they get off. Second row gets up, they get off. If you want to get off quicker, buy a seat at the front. You know, simple as that.
Why don't they do that then? Why don't the staff board and, you know, I guess disembark the plane with a message over the microphone, over the PA, saying, it's your row.
It's an unwritten rule, and that's how it should be. Like, you shouldn't need to be forced to do everything. It should just, people should just do the right thing. It's like how traffic works. Like, people know when it's their turn to get off on a roundabout.
Yeah, because that's a written rule, I think you'll find. It's not an unwritten rule. That's actually in the law book.
All right, 4967-4105. Can you get up and get off a plane before it's your turn? Are you like Stephen, zooming to the front? Or are you like Crevo, nice and calm? You think it should go in an orderly fashion?
And, of course, for getting your opinion on the air today, you'll be wanting to zoom to the front at the Head and Greeter drive-ins, of course. We've got a car pass up for grabs. You and up to 7 other people, 8 people total, I think, to
nice,
go see
yeah.
the movies.
And there's so many good movies at the moment. You could be seeing Mission Impossible, Barbie, whatever you want.
Yeah, Barbenheimer is in full swing, of course. Barbie, Oppenheimer. You want to go see them. 4967-4105. What's the correct etiquette when leaving a plane? Are you allowed to stand up and leave before it's your turn, and I say that in, you know, the old inverted commas because Crevo's, you know, implementing this rule, or can you just leave as soon as it's free?
All right, we'll get your calls on the NX, 4967-4105. A bit of a debate here, and 4967-4105 if you want to join. Can you get up when an aeroplane has landed before it's your row's turn? I say you've got to wait your turn, but Stephen here, Speedy Gonzales, elbowing old ladies out the way, straight down the front. I want to be off first. It's all about me.
I'm not elbowing anyone out the way or pushing or shoving anyone, but some people just sit and take so long. So if I'm ready to hop out the plane, I might as well hop out the plane. I might as well go. No point holding up traffic waiting for other people to sit. Anyway, we need your opinion to help, you know, settle this debate. It's a 4967-4105, like Crevo said. We can send you off to the drive-ins. Hen Greeter, of course, on us.
Lovely.
Car pass, which would be very lovely. Let's open up those phone lines. We head to East Maitland first. Simon on the line. Do you think, mate, you can get up as soon as the seatbelt sign goes off, or have you got to wait your turn?
I think you've got to wait your turn because I think it's just quite disrespectful if you push around and it will cause fights and stuff. So,
yeah
I think just wait your turn, I think.
Yeah, fantastic. And I couldn't agree more. You don't want to be causing fights. There's enough drama and enough stress on a day, like on flight day anyway, isn't there?
You've got to be careful not to be defaming me, Crevo. I'm not pushing or shoving anyone. People are taking your word as gospel. This is ridiculous.
Okay, to be fair, I haven't seen you exiting a plane, but all I hear is this rush, rush, rush. And I just worry that in your haste to get off, someone might get knocked or bumped a little bit.
Simply slander. We'll head to Bellbird next. Michelle on the line. Morning, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks. So tell us, what's your opinion on this one?
I'm sorry, but when you've been on a plane for 20-something hours, you just want to get off.
That's
first come, first served.
I agree. Like, you just want to stretch your legs, a bit of fresh air. That's not too much to ask, is it?
No, exactly.
It's a dog-eat-dog world out there, isn't it?
get up and get off.
I agree. If you're not moving quick enough, well, then that's your fault.
All right.
Michelle's right. It is a dog-eat-dog world. You got to be first. Otherwise, you're last.
Okay, now, we're at a tiebreaker situation here. So let's get producer Scott in here to break this tie and decide once and for all.
All right, Scott, are you there, mate?
I am, gents. How we doing?
Very, very well. You've got this deciding vote. What's your opinion?
A lot of responsibility laying on your shoulders here.
Oh, look, 100%. I'm Team Crevo. 100%.
Feels good to be a winner. Bit of order. Order in the court. Order on the plane. And you know what? Society's better for it. Thank you, Scott.
newfm.com.au/jobs. We're looking for a new producer. So if you want to send your entrance in there.
You did not have the right to fire producer Scott. Definitely don't do that. New FM.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, Crevo, let's do it. Same time, same place every morning. We give away cash moolah just for answering one simple trivia question correct.
It couldn't be any easier. And yesterday, we had a winner. This is how it all went down.
In terms of lighting, what does LED stand for?
Light emitting diode.
Is that correct? Light emitting diode?
Crevo. That was the answer we're looking for. $50 for you this morning, Amanda. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
How good's that?
Couldn't contain her excitement or laughter, and who can blame her? Congratulations to Amanda from Rutherford.
Well, that's it. If you want to be like Amanda and win that cash, super simple. 4967405 is, of course, the number to call. We're playing for $250 this morning. That'll buy a couple slabs at Modus, perhaps.
Ooh.
I was there the other day. They got this, like, milkshake-type beer.
That sounds fancy.
Yeah, you want to win $250 so you can splurge, treat yourself on a bit of a flashy beverage like that, I reckon.
That's right. So, the way it works, very easy. If you haven't heard this, you just answer one trivia question and the money is yours. 4967-4105. We'll get your call on the air next. New FM.
Now, up next, Crevo, the Knights in unbelievable form. And we're going to chat to one of their star players, Jack Hetherington, ahead of a critical clash against Canberra this weekend.
That's up next. Now, though...
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Oh, $250 could be all yours just for answering one question correctly.
If you don't mind, it's not a thing. Just 250 cold ones.
That's just it sliding into your wallet.
Yeah, of course. If you're unfamiliar with the show, welcome, of course. We do this every morning. Like Crevo said, one question between you and cash in your back pocket. The tax-free stuff as well, which we absolutely love.
And it only goes to local winners as well. Yesterday we had Amanda from Rutherford, and she scored herself $550. How good's that? Simple. She just answered one question, got the $550 done.
Should we meet the person who's trying to, I guess, follow in Amanda's footsteps this morning?
Big shoes to fill, all right. But it's going to be Sam from Maitland. Hello, Sam. How are you?
Good, and you?
Very good, thanks. Now, you heard $550 go off. Did you know the answer to that one?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So questions aren't that hard. I mean, sometimes you can just jag it, right?
I hope so.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed today you get yourself some cash in your back pocket. You've got a 5-second timer as well. Don't let it rattle you. Are you ready for your question, Sam?
Yeah.
All right, best of luck, mate. Your question this morning is, what was the original name for the planet Uranus?
No idea.
Just unfortunately, not the answer we were looking for.
Yeah, just not in your wheelhouse. What we were looking for was George, or Georgium Sidis, apparently. Was known that until 1850. So, there you go. Fun fact for you. If
indeed.
If you didn't know that one before, you will know it now. And that's maybe not such a crude name for Uranus, is it?
No, probably. They probably should have just kept that.
I reckon they should have kept George. George is endearing as well.
I know. It's like, oh, that's a cute little planet.
Yeah, I like it. I think it is. Anyway, of course, two sides to every coin means $275 up for grabs. Same time, same place tomorrow.
The jackpot continues to climb.
We've seen this kick before. It's Auckland. It is a try. It's a delightful Newcastle try. Touch the air, Knights. Hey, here we go. Newcastle are threatening to blow this game.
Yeah, of course, the Knights in some kind of form. Another resounding win against the Storm on the weekend.
It's a huge, like, run that we're on now.
Well, three in a row plus the bye. It's been a month since we've lost a game, really. We've got Canberra this Saturday, of course, away, unfortunately. But we've got Jack Hetherington on the line to chat a bit about what's coming up. And, mate, like we said, a massive, massive run of form at the moment. I feel like across Newcastle there's been some, like, optimism, but now there's some genuine belief. Do you feel that in the camp?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Yeah,
most
good.
Definitely. All the boys are in tip-top shape, and, yeah, we're all getting around each other, and we're all excited about what's been going on, and, yeah, we're all confident that we can do something special this year.
No, absolutely. And how has the preparation been for the game away?
Yeah, really great. We had a lot of video yesterday, and... Today's our physical day where we rip into each other and get physically prepped and do some more video and stuff like that and the rest of the week will be similar.
What do you prefer more, the video sessions or just getting in and having a crack?
Yeah, both.
I just love it all. Just an absolute tragic for the game. Now, it's nice to be on the winning ledger, of course, but the coach, Adam O'Brien, he's a cagey man. He doesn't give away many smiles.
Not for free, anyway.
Has he been celebrating as well? Because he doesn't give us much in the media.
Nah, he's a bit different off camera. He's a bit more smiley, and he's got a hard exterior, but he's got a really good heart, and... all the boys get around him and we love Ads and he's a great coach.
Yeah, I'd love to see what he's like behind the scenes because, he doesn't give away too much of the box, but the idea of him having a smile and enjoying it with the boys, that really makes me happy. Now, of course, a massive game this week against Raiders. They're fifth, you guys in 10th. Real battle for those kind of, like, positions in the lower end of the eight. Do you think he can come away victorious? Like, what's your special prep for this week? Is there anything you've seen in video where you're like, we've really got to attack this?
Well, we've just got to stick to what we've been doing. Our back five in particular have been unbelievable for us in getting us on the front foot early. We beat them at home last time, so, if we play like we did then and we play like we've been playing, I mean, I think we've proven that we can match it with the top team. So we just got to stick to what we do best and it'll be great in Canberra. They've always got a good crowd there and I can't wait.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed you can get the win. We can't wait as well. It's so nice to be winning game after game.
I know.
Game.
It feels good, doesn't it?
Fingers crossed we can keep this hot streak going. And best of luck for the weekend, Jack.
Thanks, mate. Thanks, boys.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Appreciate it.
All right, there we go. It's going to be a great game for sure.
Of course, Saturday afternoon, not home, we're away, but I'm sure you'll be able to watch it on the telly. 3 o'clock, they kick off. So support the boys, and fingers crossed we can keep this winning streak going.
We need
the Zach Reaver.
I know, amazing stuff. New FM.
The Novos, waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And Jess, you mentioned there, of course, Archie Goodwood back and firing. Has he been doing your gym routine? Have you been giving him some tips and tricks?
Of course.
Yeah, because like you're pretty
learn from the best.
You're a pretty healthy person, right? Like pretty conscious about what you put in your body and the exercise you do.
Very healthy.
Very healthy. Okay. Well, in her own words.
We're going to need your expert opinion then up next, Jess, because we've got a bit of a debate, a health food debate, which I want you to just weigh in. So don't run anywhere. We'll do that up next.
New FM. A council down in just south of New in Melbourne, Dandenong Council, they're proposing a ban on deep fryers. Now, what this would mean, this is for, they're trying to get healthy eating going.
Yep.
This would basically mean, like, all your local sporting clubs and stuff that have a deep fryer to serve hot chips and stuff on the weekend, they wouldn't be allowed to use deep fryers. They'd have to switch to air fryers, which are slower, they cost more, and they don't not as taste good. Like, don't taste as good.
That's simply not true. Jess is giggling as well because she knows it's not true. Jess knows this is ridiculous.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, what do you think? What do you think of this, do you think, this proposed ban?
Do you think they should be banning deep fryers?
I feel like we need to do something because some parents just really don't get the healthy eating for their kids, so they don't, you know, get obese or fat.
Well, I guess that is like a good point. Kids at that age don't really pick what they're eating, well, so it does comes down to parents, I suppose.
Wild.
I mean, well, some countries impose a sugar tax because you can't rely on the population to keep themselves healthy.
Sure.
Like
a tax is so, one thing, but to put a blanket ban on a method of cooking food is outrageous.
Air fryers are great. It tastes better in an air fryer.
I've never tasted anything good to come out of an air fryer.
That's... Do you even own an air fryer, Clevo?
No.
See, so you don't know. Do yourself a favour. Go to Kmart, get an air fryer, test it out.
Not happening. Deep frying is the proper way to cook things like chips and whatnot.
I actually find myself tending to agree with Jess here. I just think air fryers are superior in every way anyway. Like, they taste better. They're healthier for you. I think, like, if you get effectively the same taste, if not a better taste, from a healthier option, we should be encouraging people to use that. I agree.
Exactly.
Okay. It's one thing to encourage healthy eating, but bit by bit, our civil liberties are being taken away
from us. Oh, don't even.
Dramatic. They want to ban it, like deep fries?
Dramatic.
It's just ridiculous. Like, how can you ban a method of cooking? What's next? Fry pans? Pots? Are they upsetting you as well?
Maybe we don't need to ban it. Maybe we just need to educate people. Don't most, like, school canteens and stuff mostly have healthy food these days?
Sure.
Like, that's the only option?
That's fine. But they're banning. They're literally banning it in Dandenong Council. That's what they're moving towards. And watch out. Newcastle will be next.
Good. I'm all for it.
What you got to do?
Ban the deep fryer.
Is you've got to, like, you've got to evolve. Otherwise, you go the way of the dinosaur. And you do become extinct, you know? Like,
what, there is from a couple of hot chips and a schnitzel? I don't think so.
Some hot chips will do you in.
No, you skip one step, though, and then the next evolution comes from here and from here. It is healthier and it tastes better. Why shouldn't we be imposing this? Why shouldn't we be forcing this technology on people?
Okay, well, this is the debate. 4967 4105. Should we ban deep fryers? Oh, like restaurants and stuff are going to go bankrupt. This is wild.
No, they won't.
They're still going to sell chips for the exact same amount.
No. It's like deep frying tastes better and it's more effective and efficient.
You haven't got a leg to stand on. You don't own an air fryer. You've got no idea.
All right. Well, let's let Newcastle decide this once and for all. 4967 4105.
Of course, for sharing your opinion on the air this morning. You can get yourself a car pass to go see the movies, of course, at the drive-ins, Head and Greeter. Up to 8 people in that car. And like we've said throughout the morning, plenty of great films are showing at the moment
in
the
cinemas. Right.
So that, if you want to get your hands on that car pass, 4967 4105, should we be banning air fryers?
No, deep fryers.
Deep fryers, sorry. Oh, my God.
Come on, get with it.
He's too flustered over there.
Should we be banning deep fryers, or do you think, like Crevo, it's maybe a step too far?
Civil liberties are getting taken away from us one by one, and I'm not about it. And asking the question, should we go the way of Dandenong Council and push towards banning the deep fryer, Stephen's saying yes. I think that's an outrageous thing to try, even consider. You're going to send all these businesses broke.
They're not going to go broke. The air fryer is superior anyway. Tastes better. It's better for you. I feel like
air fryers are a fad. They're just a little fad little toaster thing you got around your house. They're not proper kitchen equipment.
Do you not think parents will be more inclined to let their kids get the hot chips? You know, knowing that's a bit healthier from air fryers?
No, I think... No one wants an air fryer hot chip. How ridiculous.
They taste so good.
No, they don't. I don't even own one and I never will.
We're at Loggerheads in studio, so we'll let the people of Newcastle decide. Of course, on 4967 4105. We had Nui to begin with. Got Joe on the line. Morning, Joe.
Morning.
Now, tell us, what's your opinion on this debate?
Yeah, nah, they're gross. They smell. They're disgusting. Get rid of them. Yep. Yeah.
Get rid of the air fryer. Deep fry, sorry. Oh, my God. I've eaten all sorts this morning.
Even in your own mind, you know this isn't true.
All right. I'm just all pro air fryer.
One for Team Stephen to kick things off. Next, we go to Rutherford. Hey, Danny, how are you?
Hey, guys, doing well yourselves?
Very good. Now, do you think they should be banning deep fryers?
Absolutely not. There are things that a deep fryer can make taste amazing that an air fryer just cannot do.
Thank you. Like, give us an example. What's on Danny's menu?
Well, like when I want to make chips at home myself, like actually peel the potatoes, do all that.
Yeah.
If I do them in the air fryer, they're nowhere near as good as if I'm doing them in the deep fryer. And you know what? If you let it drain good enough, they're not that bad for you.
Exactly. Bit of common sense.
Still pretty bad for you.
Air fryer stuff, there's one word for it.
Disgusting.
No, that's not true.
Okay, let's move things along next to Barnsley. Hello, Kim, how are you?
Good, how are you guys?
Very good. Now, what are your thoughts on this? Should we be banning deep fryers for good?
I think so.
Really?
The air fryer is so versatile. You know, what you can do in there, you can cook two things at once, it's healthier, and it's a thing of the future.
It doesn't take as long to clean either, it's just...
Exactly. How many people, let's do a tally of how many people have got burnt trying to change their oil in the deep fryer.
Safer?
Oh, geez.
The arguments keep adding up, don't they?
There's a couple of good arguments there for air fryers, but to ban deep fryers, to ban a method of cooking seems so wrong
to
me.
Don't have to change the oil all the time in an air fryer. In fact, you don't have to change it at all.
I mean, I hear what everyone's saying, but you have won this, you know, on numbers. But still, I don't know, I'm not so keen and my liberty's taken away from me.
I think you have to evolve, Creever, otherwise you're going to go the way of the dinosaurs. You're going to become extinct. You've just got to recognise air fryer is the superior technology and just embrace it. Don't be so resistant to it.
You've won it on votes, I'll give you that.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3
New FM. An exciting news, Creever, because yesterday... picked up the keys to my new place.
That is exciting.
Very, very exciting. So I spent most of yesterday afternoon going through and doing like the property check.
Yeah.
God, it's tedious.
Hundreds of photos they give you. Oh, there's a tiny scratch on the baseboard. Is that still there? Oh, it's slightly longer. Better let them know
just in case. Yeah. Oh, it took me so long. I'm not even finished yet. Because I started yesterday probably about 3:30, 4 o'clock. And then I was, like, working down the list. I've only got the outdoor areas left to do, but it was dark by the time I got into that, so...
Couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it.
And what if there's a tiny crack in the pavement near the where you know the tap is or something?
I actually am very nervous about it. Hey,
you got to be. Yeah. You got to be. Got to check all the boxes.
Not just me being naive.
No.
You're
smart to do it the way you're doing it, because you only move in once.
That's it. I'm being very diligent anyway. But exciting times. I can slowly start to move my stuff over now that we've got the keys. My new housemate, he spent the night there last night, so I have to get a check from him and see how. He found it, but yeah. So
It's in Charlestown, isn't it?
In Charlestown, pretty much like near Dudley anyway.
Yeah, sweet. What does the house look like from the front?
Well, I can't give away this kind of information,
Yeah, it's no doubt some big mansion.
Yeah, of course. They're only paying me the best here.
Exactly. All right, well, that's very cool.
Anyway, up next, Creever, I've got something that's genuinely going to change your life. A new revolutionary rating system for food and beverage. I want to share it with you, and after that, you'll never rate food the same again. I promise you.
You've heard it here first.
Now, what's the goss up next, producer Scott? What's on the cards, I suppose?
Gents, it looks like the cost of living crisis, it must be getting not only to us just normal people, but the celebrities also having to get some side hustles. They've been a couple of celebs spotted doing the old, something that you wouldn't expect them doing. Let's talk about it next.
There you go. Even the Mark Crevos of the world have been affected by the cost of living crisis. Now, though, I teased it before, I've got a revolutionary new rating system, Crevo.
I'm waiting for this. I've been waiting for this.
Genuinely, you never rate things the same again. So, for example, if you're out at a new restaurant or, you know what, maybe a better example would be perhaps you're in, like, Pocolban or somewhere in the Hunter Valley doing a wine tasting,
yep.
Right? And, you know, you get all your different wines in front of you, you taste them all. And if you're with family or friends, you'll often have a bit of a discussion after each wine.
Sure.
What do you think of that one? Blah, oh, blah, blah.
Oaky finish, yeah.
Now, you might give it a rating as well out of 10. What do you rate it out of 10?
Oh, it's a 7. That's quite nice. I would take it again.
Well, it's interesting you've said 7, and we haven't talked about this at all, but my new revolutionary rating system is pretty much is very similar to the classic 1 to 10.
Okay.
But you ban 7s. Not allowed to rate anything a 7, right?
Really?
Just pull that number from the rating system. Because
what's your thinking behind this?
I feel like 7 is such a bailout, right? 7's such a bailout number. That's your go-to when something's like, okay, it's all right. It's kind of a safe number to rate any item, any food, beverage, etc. But if you remove the 7 and you make yourself rate it either a 6 or an 8, you then answer the question to yourself, would you buy it?
This is a great point. And you know what? I'd almost... You don't, could you also remove something at the lower end of the scale as well, like a 3?
You could do exactly the same. I think it's more prevalent at the top end, though.
Sure.
Because I reckon if you rate something a 6, perhaps you're at a new restaurant, you rate the restaurant a 6.
You're not going back.
You're not going back again, are you?
No.
You're rating an 8. You probably are going back.
You almost definitely are.
And the same can be said for your wine tasting. You rate an 8, you might buy that bottle. You rated a 6, you're definitely not.
You wouldn't bother.
You rated a 7, you're in that kind of weird middle ground where you haven't made yourself make the decision.
I love this idea, actually.
I'm telling you, you'll never rate food the same again. So if next time you go out, you're in like the Hunter Valley or wherever you are, you're with your mates, you're doing a wine tasting, tell them we're rating everything 1 to 10. No 7s allowed, and all of a sudden you stop this when you go to leave and you're trying to figure out if you want to buy the bottle because you've already made that decision up in your mind.
I think that's actually genius. No you know what? We should ban all 7s from all rating systems from here on forward.
I'm glad I've got your support because I'm genuinely passionate about this. I think it's the perfect way to now rate anything new you're trying.
And I've even got a name for it.
Yeah, go on.
We'll call it like the Stephen Sevenless system.
Oh, that is catchy. All right, there you go. Next time you're out and about, you're trying a new restaurant, and you're out for some wine tasting, perhaps, whatever it is, use the Stephen Sevenless system to rate all your new food.
It's foolproof. Guaranteed foolproof. New FM.
The Novos. What's the goss? New FM.
So, Scott, some of our favourite celebrities forced to do side hustles to cost a living?
Yeah, well...
Oh, sorry, hang on. Let me turn your mic on properly. Oh. Sorry about that, Scott.
Jeez.
Way you go.
Wow, Crevo. Anyway, so basically, it seems that a couple of celebrities over in the US, they've been seen doing things outside of their realm of experience, like...
Stephen doing the quiz nights, for example.
But Stephen doing the quiz nights is like, yeah, it goes hand in hand, a bit of a side hustle. I wouldn't expect someone like Lana Del Rey to need a side hustle. But she's been pictured serving plates at a Waffle House.
Wow, really?
Yes.
So is she hard up for cash? What's the situation?
We don't know. We're still figuring that one out. They're not sure, the tabloids are talking about whether it's a stunt or something just to show that she's making something for a new song or something like that. But yeah, fans were going in and taking photos with her. And then coming out this morning, David Letterman, talk show host, everybody knows who he is. He'd be millionaire tenthfold. Seen the grocery store wearing an apron. They wear aprons over in the grocery stores.
That is definitely, both of them, I'm calling it now, and not needing the money. I don't think they do. Letterman.
So what, you
are
reckon
you
there's some kind of sponsor deal coming? Or
something like that. Letterman, you know, he does that, doesn't he do that Netflix doco show now where he does one interview at a time?
Yeah.
It'd be one of those, like, oh, this is where your first job is to some celebrity, and then he goes out and does, you know, an hour with it.
Yeah, but if he's doing the interview, that's fine, but he doesn't need to get dressed up in the shop's attire in the grocery store and be putting tomato sauce on the shelf or ketchup. Oh, he doesn't need to be doing that.
It's a bit. I'm telling you, it's a bit.
Crevo knows it's a bit because I offered it to him first.
Oh, yes.
We want the big stars. We want the big stars. Can we get Mark Crevo?
For Letterman money, I would do it any day.
No, he said, not for Letterman money. You can't get me for that. You need to provide a bit more on the plate.
A little bit extra. A little bit extra.
Turn it up.
So, gents, it looks like the celebs are suffering from the cozy lives just like we are. But look, if you do have a bit of spare cash to splash around a little bit, a new country music festival has been announced as of this morning. It's heading to Sydney and Melbourne in November this year. It's called the Ride and Hearts Festival.
Mm. Okay, so is the inaugural Ride and Hearts Festival?
By the sounds of it, yeah. It's meant to be a one-day music extravaganza for loyal country fans, the country curious, and any music lover. Look, you don't need to look far. The ARIA charts, the Billboard Hot 100, country music is back.
Oh, back with a vengeance as well.
Mm. People love country music.
So any artist name for this new festival yet? Or
there's been a number dropped, and I'll be honest, I didn't know really any of them.
Yeah, okay. I'll probably be the same, if I'm honest.
Same.
Yeah.
Well, that's three guys just talking about country music.
Look, a couple of Australian artists that did get the nod to perform C4th, Sarah Berkey, and Zach and George. I actually have heard of Zach and George before.
Okay.
But yeah, country music, not my scene, but if you're interested, there's a concert for it.
I'm sure plenty of people very excited by those names.
Definitely.
Unfortunately, I'm not one.
But I know none of them as well.
If you want to be with the latest trends, you've probably got to know these country music.
Definitely. Like
you said, country music's back and with a vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
Stronger than ever before, I reckon.
It certainly is. New FM.
Stay Port Stephens. Holiday memories to last a lifetime. Book directly at stayportstephens.com.au. The Novos. Winter Escape.
Yeah, Crevo, your last week to get involved in this, to win yourself two nights, of course, for up to eight people at a Hampton-style beach
house.
Oh,
yeah. Run, don't walk. In fact, make sure you go online, newfm.com.au, click onto the win page. Once you're on the win page, you're looking for the house picture. Click on that. Then you're up and running. Put in your details. Good as gold.
That's it. The house picture can win you a stay at this house with all the luxuries to make your holiday easy, relaxing, and enjoyable, plus only a short stroll to the beach. Very exciting. Like we said, you want to get away from the mundane life at the moment. You know, it seems to be work, go home, work,
that's right,
go home, work, go home, non-stop. You want to escape it for even just a little bit. Like you said, newfm.com.au. Make sure you hit the win tab. You can go and register there. Stay Port Stephens, holiday memories to last a lifetime. Book directly at stayportstephens.com.au if you want to win yourself some of this good stuff.
I know. It's a bit, just a slice of the good life. A little sliver, which you deserve, right?
Anyway, this is your last week, of course, to register for that. So one more time, newfm.com.au. Up next, though, Crevo, we're talking a bit of a share house dilemma.
Okay, all right. Well, this needs to be sorted out, and we're going to get your opinions and thoughts on the air after that. And a bit of a, I guess, dilemma, a social dilemma, and we want to get a bit of a temperature check from Newcastle, what their thoughts are on this. I'm just going to read out this story that's come through, it's been messaged through.
Okay.
It says, my roommate has a partner who wants to move in.
Okay.
So basically this guy has just purchased a unit. It's a two-bedroom unit. And he's been living there for a little while, and he's got a housemate in the second bedroom, right?
Yeah, yep.
Now, the housemate has had a long-distance girlfriend for a little while now, but that long-distance girlfriend wants to move into the unit.
Right, okay, yep.
And he's asking the question, essentially, now this is where we get to the financial bit, because he's saying, if I do proceed to let her move in, what's an acceptable level of rent? I'm thinking he's paying $280 a week now, it should be double to $560.
Oh,
is that fair enough?
No, my gut feeling is no.
I mean, okay, I see what you're saying, but also, first of all, he can charge whatever he wants. That's what the free market is. And secondly, if you have two people, why shouldn't it be double the rent? You're going for, like, imagine you go to the movies and you're like, oh, one ticket's $10. They don't go, oh, two tickets for $15.
Well, sometimes they do, but
no, it's two for $20.
But it's different because you're still using one seat. In the
In the cinemas?
No, no.
You're both going to sit on top of each
other. Well, no, in your movie analogy, that'd be like having two rooms. But they're still taking up the same space. They're still using one seat in the theatre is one bedroom in the house. They're still... So if it's...
Yeah, because they're in a relationship. If they were separate, like if they weren't in a relationship, then they'd take up two rooms.
And obviously then you could charge $280 for each room. I think your cinema analogy's come a little bit undone.
Maybe a little bit.
Because it's not really like they're buying two seats. They're still in one seat in this,
but
this
my,
argument.
But my thing about the free market stands, you can charge whatever you want. If you own the house, you can charge whatever you want.
A very risky move, though, because say, for example, they go, well, they've obviously got the option to explore the free market as well. So they go, $560, that's ridiculous. We're going to look for a different place. They perhaps find a place for, I don't know, $400 for argument's sake.
Yeah.
Then this guy then has to find another roommate, which he's probably going to charge $280 for. He's given up a good roommate, someone he's friends with, for a risk, an unknown, of a different roommate.
All right. Well, this is, I guess, the situation. I want to get your thoughts on this. Maybe you've been in a similar thing, or just basically, can you double the price of the room? Especially if it's a big room, like the main bedroom. Maybe you can.
I think it's very unfair. That's what I think. They're not taking up any more space.
4967-4105. Can you double the price of the room? Because, and I will include this here, that price does include, like, all of the bills as well. So you've got double the people, like, using double the power, double the water, double the gas, all that stuff, double the internet, all that's included. Can you double the price of the room if you've got an extra person coming in? 4967-4105. I'd like to get your thoughts on this.
And, of course, best callers on air today in the running for... a bit of a trip to the movies, of course. You get a car pass to the Hengreta drive-ins. And at the moment, I mean, there's so many great flicks to see. Barbie, Oppenheimer, we said it before, Mission Impossible.
You can see any of those, up to eight people.
Up to eight people. You're not getting charged per person either, per car, which makes sense.
Once
per
again,
room, you know.
I see what you're doing there.
Anyway, 4967-4105. The question is it right or wrong to, I guess, ask double the rent for that room with the partner moving in?
All right, we'll get your thoughts on the NX.
And of course, Cravo, you brought us this. You have to just... I'll give you the crux of this story. Mm. You'll have to correct me if I get any details
wrong.
All right,
I'll jump in, yeah?
But basically, we've got a message where a gentleman said that he owns a flat.
Yeah.
And he's got a mate living there at the moment. It's a little 2x1 or something like
that. Yeah, but this in the second bedroom. They're both really good-sized bedrooms, though.
Yeah, so he's got him and his mate living in this flat, which he's purchased.
Yeah.
His mate's informed him, I want my partner to move in.
Yeah.
Which he's like, oh, yeah, okay, no dramas. You can do it, but it comes at a cost.
Sure.
So currently charging his mate $280 a week for a room in this flat. He reckons with the girlfriend in there as well, he wants to charge him $560, double what he's currently charging him.
Two people, double the cost. You go to the shop, you buy two motorbikes, it costs more than buying one. It costs double. That's how it works.
Yeah, but they're not buying another motorbike. They're just both using the same motorbike.
Yeah, but...
That's like charging someone a car for a car based on how many people are going to sit in it rather than the car itself.
Nah, it's not the same. They've also...
Yeah, but neither's your bike argument.
They've includes all bills.
Yeah.
So you've got to keep that in mind. Do you know how much electricity costs now? A lot.
I'm not saying it should be the exact same price. I'm saying double is way too much.
All
right. Way too much.
Well, I say it's a free market. Stop trying to crush our freedom, Steve. First, this morning you had the deep fryers you wanted to ban. Now this.
Anyway.
What about it?
We'll open it up to the people of Newcastle, of course, 4967-4105. And, of course, best calls on the air today in the draw to go to the drive-ins, of course, at Head and Greeter, a car pass for you. And up to seven friends, eight people in total. 4967-4105. Is it right for this bloke to double the rent? That's essentially what we're asking.
Yeah, I'm saying it's fine. It's a free market.
Ridiculous.
Let's go to Curry first. Hey, Carly, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Yourself? Yeah, very well, thank you. Now, what are your thoughts on this?
I can't say double the rent, but I would say set price on the room and halve the bills by three.
Okay, so maybe splitting up the bills a bit more just to make it a bit more fair and then a bit more on top of the rent.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Why shouldn't he be able to charge more for the room? There's two in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I agree. It is a bit of a grey area, isn't it? I agree you can charge more. Double, like Carly said, though, is too much. That's
okay.
What I think.
All right. Next we go to Maryland. Hey, Jen, how are you? No, Jen's gone. All right.
We'll go to Lochinvar next. And we've got Natalie. Hey, Natalie.
Hi.
Now tell us, what's your opinion on this debate?
I just tuned in. I heard
call up to win tickets. I thought, I'm ringing. I don't even know what you're debating about.
You're off the air then. None of that. Can't have that going on. So what we're talking about is, of course, can you double the rent if you've, you know, got an extra person moving into the flat, which is, I think, it's fine. It's a free market. People should have their freedoms.
Bit stiff is what I think.
All right. Kobe's in Newcastle. Hey, Kobe, how you doing?
G'day, mate. How's it going?
Good, thanks. What are your thoughts on this?
Listen, mate, it's happening to me at the moment. I live in a share house, and me and my girlfriend, we're paying about $380 for one bedroom.
Yeah, right. And it's quite a lot, yeah, for what you reckon's, you know, not much space.
Well, we've got one bedroom, and there's another roommate that's got one bedroom, and he's only paying $150.
Wow. So you're paying over double the amount.
Over double.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, are these, like, similar-sized bedrooms?
Exactly the same size bedroom.
Wow. Whoa. So double's generous.
No. What Kobe's saying is it is ridiculous. It's out of order.
It's happening a lot, I guess, because of the rental crisis.
Well, that's it. Because there is such a monopoly on rooms and of space,
yeah,
people probably can get away with charging exuberant amounts like this,
yeah,
even though maybe morally it's not correct.
It's a free market at work is what's happening here. Now, you've been looking for a rental. You finally found one, but it wasn't easy, was it?
Nah, it took a long time, and we had to almost start our own share house.
Yeah, right.
And then, you know, you can dictate terms a little bit yourself, which
that's
is lovely.
Right. And that's what you've done to your mate, is charge him double.
No, I haven't charged him double. Free ridiculous. But, yeah, it's, I don't know. I think it double is too much.
Yeah, it is a serious problem. A lot of people around Newcastle are struggling to find places, and they're finding themselves in these tough situations.
There you go. I guess that's the crux of the story. It's not black and white. There's a bit of grey area in this, and there's definitely probably room for a bit of, like,
negotiation.
Yep. Don't know if double's the solution.
Yeah.
Anyway, we digress. That's us done for Tuesday. Of course, we'll be back for your hump day tomorrow. Before we go, though, should we award our caller of the day?
Absolutely. Kim in Barnsley gets a car pass to Head and Greta Drive-In. Up to 8 people see a movie of your choice, and there's so many great movies out at the moment. Make sure you enjoy them.
A real purple patch for the cinemas for movies, of course. So enjoy that, Kim. Thanks so much for everyone else who got involved. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow for your hump day. How good's that?
See ya.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.